M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan. Federal agents at the Indiana home of former Vice President Mike Pence. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Sources say FBI agents from the Indianapolis field office are conducting the search and that it's not being overseen by either of the special counsels now running probes into how Donald Trump and Joe Biden handled classified documents. Like the search of President Biden's homes in Delaware, the search of Mike Pence's home in Indiana is being done on a consensual basis without a warrant. Attorneys for Pence say they discovered classified documents at his home last month.
Overseas now. Prayers in Syria ahead of the first Sabbath since the quake that killed more than 22,000 in that country and Turkey. CBS's Chris Livesay spoke to a member of an American rescue team.
So that's still a possibility. There could still be survivors here.
We hope so, and that's why we're going to keep trying.
Time may be dwindling, but there's reason for hope. In the form of Yagiz Ulash, just 10 days old, he spent four of them buried alive. His mother was also saved.
Three people, including a six-year-old boy, were pulled out alive today in Syria. CBS's Remy Innocencio has more on the life-threatening situation for many survivors.
The World Health Organization is now warning of this second humanitarian disaster if those survivors don't get access to food and water, to shelter, and to medicine as fast as possible. In addition, an untold number of people, we're told, may have already died from hypothermia in the past 4 days while buried under that rubble.
Well, CBS's Cammie McCormick has the latest on stepped-up Russian attacks in Ukraine.
Russia launched a barrage of missiles and drones into six regions of Ukraine, once again hitting power stations. In the capital, they shot down six missiles, according to the mayor. In neighboring Moldova, they've summoned the Russian ambassador because one of the Russian missiles flew over that country.
Back here at home, a monthly court hearing in Michigan for Ethan Crumbly.
Mr. Crumbly, can you hear us okay, sir?
Yes, I can.
And are you okay with proceeding via Zoom this morning?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
The teenager facing murder and terrorism charges in the shooting.